Lucius Chikuni. I was born in Blantyre, in the southern part of Malawi. Blantyre is the main commercial city of the country. Despite the fact that I was born in this urban area, like every Malawian, I still had deep roots into our traditions and culture. Malawi has some fantastic and fascinating traditions and culture, and it is unfortunate that many years have gone by without this being revealed to the world. It's only since independence on July 6, 1964, that we are trying in all directions to renaissance the art of Malawi. Song called Ilala. Incidentally, the Ilala is a passenger and cargo motor vessel that provides services on Lake Malawi. The song was sung by a group of women from Katabe district in the northern region of Malawi. And the dance connected with that kind of sound is called Chiwoda, which is a dance for females only, especially young girls in their teens. And believe it or not, that sound, having been taken to the urban areas, became this.
Ilala, ilala, eh, I tend to ilala, ilala, eh.
A group called the Katenga Humming Bees saying the lake vessel Ilala has taken many boys away from our village. These boys, of course, would be on their way to seek jobs in the cities, either within Malawi or outside the country. Malawians are very musical too, and you will find in the villages of Malawi all kinds of musical instruments, from the drum to the homemade guitar and banjo. Here is an example of guitar and banjo playing that you'd hear in the urban and suburban areas.
Piano, akulu inu
a Malawian folk song there with guitar and banjo accompaniment. Another instrument that Malawians have come to love is the accordion, which, along with the guitar, was introduced in this part of Africa by the Portuguese. And here is a sample from a village dancing party. Then there is the traditional xylophones called malimba, which when played properly would sound like this. Instrument there called malimba, played properly there by a group from the southern tip of Malawi in a district called Nsanje. The most fascinating, of course, is an instrument with one string, believe it or not, called kaligo, which provides accompaniment in perfect harmony. And with that kind of artistry, Malawians never found it too difficult to learn foreign instruments, Western instruments in particular. No wonder the Malawi Police Band is one of, if not the best, in this part of the world. For proof of that, we'll be right back. It is not only the police band that can provide entertainment at that caliber. There are quite a number of groups, among them our own MBC band, which is engaged, like the Katenga Hummingbees, in adopting traditional songs and slightly rearranging them to produce sounds like this. MBC radio band there advising a brother not to spend all his money on alcoholic drinks, but to remember his family. And from the same band, we get another piece of advice for people to get vaccinated against smallpox and to apply fertilizers to their crops, emphasizing that Malawi is an agricultural country. This is a community development campaign song. Music of Malawi would be incomplete if I did not include Malawi's softest guitar player with a soft voice too, a guy called Wilson Magawa. In this song, Wilson is advising a newly married couple that marriage is not a bed of roses all the time. There will be happy times and of disagreements too. And the best way to resolve these disagreements is not to fight, but to discuss things.
Kumenyana nuleke imwe bango mwapatira kumakumenyana nuleke ngati pali mau ngochita zokamba kumakumenyana nuleke ngati pali mau ngochita zonena kumakumenyana nuleke. Thank you. shawiri mwakwatira kumakumenyana.
Sincerely hope you enjoyed listening to these samples of the music of Malawi.
You know,
bamboto, kwenye mpita kwatu, mkosa chimwene watu, umunala bwela kwatu, watenga kasuru, nangatha tani. Ino bamboto, mkosa chimwene watu, mwenye mpita kwatu, mkosa chimwene watu, umunala bwela kuno, nangatha tani. Mkosa chimwene watu, umnada bwela kwatu, watenga kasuru, nanga satani.